You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Scout, and this is the Student Showcase, where we uncover the hidden gems on the DU campus. Today, I have a couple of soccer girls. They are totally pro cool best friends of mine.
We're hidden gems.
Okay, ooh. Hi there. Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
So you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Go for it.
I'm Hallie, and I am on the soccer team.
Wow.
So true.
Cut it out. Well, I'm Alina, also on the soccer team. Living life.
Did you want our last names too?
Yeah, oh. I would like the last name.
Hallie Balch. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you
cut
can.
It out. Angelina Miller, frequently called Lena. That's all I have. You could
exciting.
Find me on Instagram if you wanted, but probably don't.
You guys are exciting.
Ooh,
I'm so happy to have you guys here.
No, stop.
We're happy to be here, aren't we, Lena?
Oh, too happy.
Too happy.
Too hyped, if you will.
Oh, good, good, good. As long as that is all three of us being excited to be here right now, we are good.
I'd say that's three out of three, Taylor.
Three for three. Ooh. I'm curious, what positions do you guys play on the soccer team?
That's a good question. Whoa. I don't even know what I play at this point.
Who knows?
Well, we just ended spring season.
Good.
And we all had kind of different positions in the fall, but we're all getting switched around a little bit. I started off in center mid. Now I'm like left mid. I don't even know.
But you're rocking it.
Wow, stop. What do you play, Lena?
Oh, let me tell you. Well, I started as a defensive mid where I sucked.
Good.
A lot.
She wasn't that bad.
No, cut it out. And then I moved up to more of an offensive forward, if you will. And it's been a fun time ever since I moved up there. Been a good time.
Lena's real tall.
She's very tall.
5'9".
When I watch you guys play, I can only identify you.
Good, because I'm beautiful.
And Kat, actually. Kat's got hair that I can see.
Just crazy attractive.
It's because you're crazy attractive, and I can tell while you're on the field.
Good.
That's kind of upsetting. I mean, I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to cry about it, but like.
But like,
you know who I can always identify? I think it's Hallie, because she's on the wing. And
Hallie's
kind of
short.
Wow.
I
think, is this America's Next Top Model or a soccer game? Am I right?
Oh, that's American Idol.
That's
sorry.
I did watch you guys play a lot in the fall. I didn't know you guys, though. I kind of just watched the games because I had nothing better to do.
You knew me.
I knew you. That's true. I knew
you.
But I didn't know most of the team like well enough. I kind of like saw you guys, but I didn't. Know you.
It's okay.
Her, I knew. What up?
Hey.
Fist bump. Yes, Hallie and I knew each other. We had awesome classes together. Speaking of classes, what are you guys' majors?
What a transition. Wow.
Wow.
Lena, you start this
time. Oh, all right. Well, I'm a biology major.
Are you really?
I am.
Never remember that.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's a fun time.
Do you think she's not smart enough?
Yeah,
to
do you think I'm
major?
Stupid?
Hey, people.
What's happening? What's happening here?
People think I'm dumb because I'm a communications major. It's okay.
Well, that's just rude. But
yeah, that's why
I am a biology major, and I'm going to stick with it for 4 years.
Really? Are you planning on staying here all 4 years?
Yeah, I am. Unless I get below a 3.0 GPA.
Don't do
in
that.
In which case, I hopefully...
And well, I don't think you will do that.
Well, I got a 2.99.
Okay.
We're getting real personal last semester, so it's okay.
Really close there. What do you want to do with biology?
I'd love to become a physician's assistant. But
that's very specific.
It is very specific.
You don't want to be a physician. You want to be a physician's assistant.
Assistant, yeah. Well, it's a specific track. I just don't want to go through med school because that sounds horrible.
I get it. That makes sense. And why do you want to do that? What inspired you to want to be a physician's assistant?
Well, you don't have to go to medical school, which was
that's
a great
nice work.
You don't have to take the MCAT, which is also another thing that I loved. And I mean, you can open up your own business. You can do a lot with it. And I think that's going to
be
really
exciting.
I think that's going to be special.
That's exciting.
I can have a family. I can have time.
What do you do as a physician's assistant?
Excuse me, that was my question.
Oh, sorry. I've never even asked her about this.
Oh, okay.
So
let's do it together.
Let me tell you. Here
tag
we go.
Team.
Well, so you have a doctor that takes the MCAT and goes to med school, and I would be kind of like, and not so much as assistant, like the one like for a business or like whatever, I'd just like work under them. I'd like work with all the patients that they don't want to work with, and like, I don't know, stuff like that.
That
I'd
sounds
really
kind
have
of
to.
Sad
like the ones they
the
don't
rejects?
Like they're like probably
this guy's
not
a little weird.
I don't really want to talk to him, so Lena, go talk
Lena,
to him.
This is all right. Hope you can cure him.
I think I work with all the patients, actually. I feel like the doctor's more of like the head honcho, and I'm underneath them trying to work with the patient. And I feel
him.
Like I'm a bubbly person, so I feel like it's going to work out.
Yeah. You've got cancer.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm probably not going to say it like that. But we'll
sure? You were just telling me you were bubbly. I imagine a bubbly person would tell me I have cancer.
But I definitely
like
have to figure out what a PA does more.
You probably should.
I feel like I definitely should, but you know, it's a general track.
You know what you want to do. I have no idea, so that's okay. Hallie Bolch?
Yeah.
Let's
what
hear
is
it.
Your major over
Open
there?
Up to us.
I am communications and political science, to
oh,
be exact.
Oh, so you think you're cooler than me because you got a double major.
Probably. Woo! Because, yeah, thank you.
Cut it out.
Don't even look at her.
Sorry.
All right, fine.
Yes, and if you're going to ask me what I'm going to do with it, I probably don't have an answer because I have no idea what I'm going to do with it.
Really?
Yeah.
No idea at all?
Not even a clue.
Not even a
clue.
What
are you supposed to do? Okay, here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go into law enforcement or become a lawyer. Do you think I'm going to become
one
of
those? You're not even doing pre-law.
You could do lawyer.
Well, that's the track. They say communications and political science line you up perf.
I would like to intervene saying that you definitely could become a lawyer.
Great.
I feel
you.
Like you would be very good at arguing and being crazy aggressive.
Probably
so.
True.
You'd just turn it all like soccer on them and ram them over.
I may just tackle them.
Yep. I mean, and then realize oh,
if
shoot,
they don't
wrong,
have matching
wrong
opinions, I
wrong
might
place.
Just kill
Sorry,
forgot I'm wearing.
I forgot
my
you were wearing
uniform.
A business suit and not a soccer uniform.
That's on me. That's I'm tough. Gonna say that I'm gonna take that one.
Yeah.
So. When did you decide to be political science and communications?
Communications senior year decided that because
wow ahead of time
didn't Ooh, really know.
Ball.
Well, I mean, I'm not good at anything, you know. So
that's wow. a lot.
Okay, so
not,
let's just
no.
intervene here again.
True.
So what you're good at art.
I don't need this.
And you're quite beautiful. You're
oh,
good
so
at
I'm
talking
gonna,
to old
my,
people.
My major is beauty.
and communications with
beauty.
Old people.
Yeah, no, and so communications just seemed like the most obvious choice. And then I got here, and political science was like just staring me down. The eye
I
of the
know
tiger.
How that is.
Yeah.
I was initially going to do political science. That Allison yeah. Howard, man, she's...
She's a pusher.
She's a pusher.
Is that her major?
Wait, isn't that from Mean Girls? Oh. I'm a pusher.
I don't know. What? But you can't sit with us, so...
Oh, it's...
Oh. Oh no. Jokes. Stop the references.
Hold the wall.
I am holding
even go
a wall.
Here. Whatever.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
Anyway, do you guys do any other fun things on campus? Like maybe you're a representative of PSAC or
oh,
you just maybe
like
you're in
ad.
Some clubs?
Well, don't look at me for that one. I turn your head to the right to Hallie Bolch because I do nothing.
Let's swing it on over to her.
Great. So I'm a part of PSAC and I'm on the debate team. Wow.
Wow, you are
Wow.
You do everything.
Not true. Not
yeah.
true.
No, it's totally true.
Yeah, PSAC's rockin'. We love putting on events for the school because we love the school.
No.
Slash, we have the Home Run Derby coming up this Saturday at 12. Get a little pitch
hey,
in.
Hallie,
PSAC
what is that?
Side. I'll tell you what
I don't
it is.
Know what it is.
Let me let you know. For $5, you can support Make-A-Wish Foundation and have 10 balls to play in the Home Run Derby.
10 balls?
10 of them.
That's like all of the balls of all of the guys at this school.
Okay.
Oh,
sexual
who
jokes.
Said what? What'd you say?
That was good.
Oh, Taylor, stop.
Oh,
that was
funny.
Good.
Okay.
Yes, and first, second, third, get prizes. And they're going to
What
be
are
stellar.
The prizes?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Okay, good.
So are they the t-shirts again?
It's a secret.
It's going to be t-shirts and sunglasses.
It's always t-shirts and sunglasses.
It is.
Sometimes
is it going to say hashtag Wait. Penguin pride on the side? Because I don't know if I can do that. I already have 17.
I don't know if I'm mentally prepared for that.
I have three.
I need way
Good.
Too many.
I think they're gift cards, actually. So stay
where?
Tuned.
Are they Chipotle? The softball hats? They give out the kids' hats at the softball games.
Hallie, I do bad things for a Chipotle
okay.
gift card.
Good. So maybe just play Home Run Derby and okay. win. Well. Then you don't have to do any bad things. You can support kids. Anyway, I think it's okay. It's either $1 or $2 at the door if you
I,
don't.
I
that's
want
a big
to.
Change.
It's the email thing or the picture
it
that was posted.
$1.
It said $1.
Right?
But you told me too.
I know because
wow.
they told
you're
me.
You're lying. They're
I'm a
compulsive liar.
Her lies.
Yep. And you get free food, is what I've heard.
What kind of food?
Don't ask me that.
What? She doesn't
don't
know
you
a lot,
know anything.
She?
It's, I think it's hot dogs. I think it is.
That sounds very baseball. American.
Yeah, America. And the debate club is also equally as rockin'. And we're starting up again next fall. And everyone should join because it's the greatest experience.
Yeah, I've been
life.
Getting emails from you guys. I was like, I
yeah.
guess
oh,
I can
you
join.
Probably should. You actually definitely should.
Why is that?
Because it's so fun. You just get to, we get to go to tournaments and debates and we fight each other constantly.
I think that sounds like fun.
No, it's
so You
want to
practice with me?
Yeah. What do you want to debate about?
What do you want to debate on?
We Lena, give us a topic. Go.
Give us a topic. You can join the debate too.
Don't breathe. Don't do this.
It sounds really creepy when you listen to them later. One
well,
time I was just
welcome.
Talking about Nixon on it. It was like, Nixon.
It was good. Okay.
Anyway, topic. We're going to do
go.
This.
I'm going to say,
gonna be so bad.
Is golf a sport?
No.
Ah.
No. Golf
which
is
side
just, no.
You're not? Okay, so I'm going to support
golf
that.
Golf is not a sport.
Golf is a sport. There you go. Just crushed your first debate.
Golf is a game. Like,
it requires physical activity.
No, does it though?
What no, but I have to support the side that says yes.
So don't ask me questions.
I think we can come together and agree that golf is not a sport.
You know what? I'd disagree. I'd say that.
Oh. Oh, you want to argue with
Look,
Lena?
Look, she's going to join in with me.
I would say that golf is a sport.
Welcome to the dark
side. Now, why
side.
Is that?
There are a lot of aspects to golf that make it a complex. And
okay, look at the golf team. Do they look like sporty guys? They look like guys wearing weird pants and polos.
I really hope someone from the
I
golf team
I hope you guys
listening.
Are all listening.
Shout out to the golf team.
Rock on for second place. You guys are champions.
You should have won.
You guys should have had it. One shot
you should have had
you
it. It was so close.
That's so sad.
I was constantly checking the scores, and I don't even like the golf team.
You don't like them? Do you want to call anybody out right now and say who you don't
I'd
like?
I'd love to. Brian Paraket says.
Ty.
Well.
You're the worst. Just kidding. I love you all.
I hope he heard that.
What a gift.
I hoped that he heard that.
I would also argue that it's a very mental game.
Mental game?
Yes.
So you're saying debate is a sport?
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it's just one aspect, Taylor. It's really hot in here.
It's so really hot.
We're going to take a break soonish and we're going to open the windows because otherwise we're going to die. We're going to melt.
Are we literally going to die or figuratively?
We could literally die.
We could literally. Hallie, I'm scared.
You remember looking at Kat's armpit sweat? That's how I feel right now. Aw,
Kat. Kat, before she gives a speech, she just profusely sweats from every orifice on her body.
It's adorable.
Antiperspirant.
Could trying to get on some deodorant.
No, see, I do, and it just sweats through it. I don't
and
know.
And she wears
how.
The wrong color shirts every time. It was gray, and then it was white.
Oh god, the gray one. That one was bad.
Come on.
No
kitty.
Way. Okay, you got to wear either a black
or nothing
or
at
nothing.
All.
Probably just shot.
I definitely go sleeveless a lot, just because I'm afraid of profusely sweating.
No, but yeah. Even with sleeveless, you're still gonna find that ring.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. But it's not as much as. Not as much fabric to get coated in sweat.
That is true.
And like
that
is true. In the middle of your speech, you could just put your hands over your head and just like let them air out a little bit, you know?
So that's in the middle. Yeah. No, in the middle
this
is going to do that?
Precise middle.
Good.
Yeah. It's still not really...
Do this, sort
yeah.
of.
But start waving
you
your
just
arms.
Awkwardly, just mid-talk.
Maybe slowly.
So is that distracting at all to anybody exactly. in the audience, you think?
Exactly.
Good. I don't think so. I mean, I had a seizure in the middle of my speech the other day and no one even noticed. Was it distracting?
I saw it, but it wasn't distracting. I was like, "Is she?" I thought you were pausing for dramatic effect.
Was it worse than me pushing up my glasses, though?
No, the glasses no. was definitely worse.
Okay. Good.
What
good thing
with
I went
glasses?
Without. My glasses fall a lot because yeah. the screw
so cute,
is coming
though.
Out.
It's wow. so cute.
So I'm constantly pushing them up.
She's
and
just
it's distracting.
She's so serious, and she's just reading, and then you just hear like push them up. It's,
like
it's
an
adorable.
Old lady. Cat. Hallie really likes old people. I think.
I
okay.
Do
me
love
and Hallie have a passion for old people.
Oh, you do. You both
we do.
Hallie and I. It's okay.
It's okay. I noticed that
I don't
want
to talk to her anymore. I want her to go. I want her to leave.
You want just two of us now?
Yeah.
Do you want to cry about it? Okay, we're going to mute Hallie for a little bit. So how you doing over there?
I'm okay.
You okay?
I don't know. She just hurts me a lot.
I know. I
like,
get
mentally
it.
Mentally and emotionally. I just can't
and
do it
And physically, too.
Yeah. I've I seen, just don't know why she's here.
I know. I'm really
she's
sorry.
She's making eye contact with me right now, and I can't
No, she's
do
not.
It.
She's not here anymore, remember?
Nope,
we
right.
muted her.
She's doing weird things. She's doing weird things.
All right, we can bring Hallie back now.
Okay. Thank you.
How you doing over there, Hallie?
Well, I feel a little slighted because...
You feel slighted?
Yeah, I do.
Right, okay.
I wasn't trying to offend you. I'm just trying to increase your grammatical rightness.
I'm glad that we had an argument.
Anyway, guys.
On
so,
air.
Great.
Where are you guys from?
We'll talk about this later.
Help mom's house.
That's cool.
Okay, so I'm from Southern California in a crappy little town called Lancaster. Hey, Mom, if you're listening, sorry, I still hate Lancaster. It's fine. It's a fine place to live. And it's a desert. The end. Lena.
Well, let me tell you. I'm from a small little town called El Granada. It's exactly an hour and 10 minutes away from here, as Hallie found out.
And, you know, sometimes Lena is a compulsive liar, which is all the time.
Most times.
And she said, for Easter, come to my house. It's 45 minutes away. Okay. It's not 45. It's an hour and 10 minutes away.
Good.
So
did you go?
Different.
Was it fun?
Oh, yeah. We went for Easter's. It was adorable.
It's a good time.
Miller
that
family.
That's adorable.
Easter.
I feel. Are you guys all really tall?
My family.
Yeah.
No, my mom's shorter than me. She's about 5'7".
My dad is
still
tall.
6 foot
still
something.
Tall.
And my brother is my height almost.
Oh,
so.
Okay. I guess
my brother's 12.
If they're normally heighted people, my family's all giants except for me. My mom and
wow.
I are both like 5'2", but. My uncles are all 6'4 or taller. My brothers are both 6'2". I mean, I don't know how it happened.
Well, let me know when you hit 5'9", and we can talk about our problems with men. And
yeah, I don't really have that problem.
No,
I can wear the giantest heels that I own and still be shorter than most people.
Oh, yeah, me too.
My mom just texted me and said, "You're from Arizona." I don't know what that means. I was born in Arizona.
Is she listening?
I
she's
think
listening
she's
right
listening.
Now?
Oh,
shout out
to
Pam.
Mom.
Hi, Mom.
I think I met you. I think I looked at you while you were talking to someone
yeah.
at the soccer game.
You did look at her.
I think
you,
I did.
You heard my grandma talking?
Yes.
Yep.
At least I think it was your grandma. We're going to take a short break because we are about to melt our faces off with this heat in here because there is no air conditioning in this room. So we'll be right back with Penguin Radio. This is the Student Showcase, and I'm here with Lena Miller and Hallie Balch, and we'll be right back. We're back. We're going to interrupt Lena's question asking, yes, we can play whatever music we'd like. Good. It is allowed. I just kind of plug my iPod in most.
Oh. Good. That was not the atomic bomb.
Just dropped the microphone.
She just dropped the mic. Wow.
Mic drop.
You do that at the end, not in the middle of the speaking. That's okay.
Drop everything, so it's okay.
Drop it like it's hot, man. Drop it like it's hot.
Song
references, am I right?
Yes, yes. Do you know the song Gold Digger?
I do.
Yeah.
She ain't messing with
no
bro. What was that? Wait, one more time, Hallie.
I just
could you?
I would end
one more time.
What was that?
One more time.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
But she ain't messing with no broke
people.
Nope. You didn't say it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Say what?
Did you know Stu thought that was a new song?
Good.
So it came out about like 10 years ago.
He was like, have you guys heard
came
the new
Kanye
song?
Came out when I came out of the womb.
Am
so.
I right?
10 years ago? Are you a baby?
Yeah, I was born.
Hallie,
10
how
years
old are
ago.
You?
I don't know, dude.
So
probably like 12.
All the boys that Hallie's been with.
Just remember.
Okay, so make me sound like I get around. That's good.
Just kidding.
It's okay. We love you anyway, Halb.
Thanks.
So, Lena, where did you go to high school?
Well, I went to a public art school in San Francisco.
An art school?
Called SOTA.
I thought you said she was good at art. What is this?
not that kind of art. Let me tell you, my stick figures are supreme.
So what kind of art are you talking, man?
Well, I played the flute.
Yeah.
Did you really?
For 4 strong years, yeah.
And were you, wow.
The best years of her life.
Oh. And were you awesome at it?
Well, I got to a point where I was decent at it, yeah.
Do you want
to
play
good.
Some flute for us right now?
Look, there's a flute.
No.
Right is that here. A flute right there?
Where that's a flute.
Wow, that popped out of nowhere.
Just coincidentally there?
No, I don't.
If I convince you by the end, will you play?
If you can convince me by the end.
Yes.
You can't, no. But yes. I will
can
agree
I
that
bribe
if you could
you
convince
with?
Me.
Can we bribe you?
What? Yes.
How about a hot dog?
A hot dog.
A single
So
wiener.
Where would the hot dog come from?
On Saturday at noon at the Home Run Derby.
Which you should go. Everybody should
Peace
go.
Peace act, am I right? Okay.
Yeah, fine. I guess you don't have to play for us.
Okay, don't yell at me.
But what kind of music did you like to play when you did play?
Classical. I didn't really like playing anything else.
Really?
I didn't like all jazz. I hated playing.
Why?
I don't like improvising. I like it when it's written on the page.
I don't like improvising either. I get it.
Yeah, but... Yeah, mainly just classical, Baroque period, if you will. But
oh, very specific. Look at you. Wow.
If it ain't Baroque, don't fix it.
Did I ask for
that? Oh, no!
No, stop it. Look what you did.
Whoa, that was really
like, you're curious.
Look at my laugh. Hold on. Can we just talk about how many sound waves my laugh produces?
Yes, we can talk about that.
All right, well, let's do it.
We'll hear it later when Great. I have to go edit
so later,
this.
Like at night.
At nighttime. If you want to listen to it, it will be
before bed.
We'll be podcasting.
Just going to listen to her sound waves.
It's fun. It's like
I thought
fun
you were
to look
singing
at it.
Hashtag blessed, but you weren't.
Oh, okay. No, that's a song.
Is this live right now?
Wait, that's a song.
Way up, I feel blessed. Yes, that is a song.
Wait,
what
so
did you just
could
do?
Someone potentially be listening to this live?
Someone is listening right now.
Good.
I think it's my mom. Mom, text me if you're listening, okay?
If it's not Hallie's mom and it's someone else we know, please text one of us. We'd love to give you a shout out. We will play whatever song you request if you
if
would
like
that.
If it's Riptide, that's all.
That's just something that's
if
open
right now. If
it's Budapest
by George Ezra, who knows? Well, we could play anything.
We could
really.
Play anything.
It better be Riptide.
It should be Budapest.
So. Anyway, yeah. So Hallie Bulge, yes. where did you go to high school?
I'll tell you, Desert Christian in Lancaster, California. It was a little private school with 350 students.
That's wow. Tiny.
We were wild.
Sounds
were you
crazy.
Wild?
Wild bunch of kids.
What was your mascot? Good. So
Knights.
This
we
good.
Were the Knights.
Oh,
I, had,
okay.
I thought I was like
hey,
a
what was your mascot, Lena?
Oh, my mom just dragons. Texted me.
Dragons. Oh.
Dragons. What'd she say?
She said, love you.
She's listening.
Mom, love you too.
No.
Yep.
I love her too.
And also Lena.
That Taylor? Wasn't my mom I was standing next to. That was a random Filipino woman. A lot of people thought we were related. I just thought I should clarify that I didn't know her.
So, there you go.
She was a little old to be my mom, too. I didn't know who she was.
Chrissy's grandmother.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Chrissy?
You're welcome.
Chrissy's Filipino?
Isn't she? Is she not?
Don't know her race. I'm sorry.
But that was a Filipino woman.
Yeah, but my grandma talked to her grandma, and she was like, hey, that's Chrissy's grandma.
I
guess that means Chrissy would be at least one
little
quarter.
Little tiny bit.
Filipino.
She's got to be a little bit.
Math, am I right?
We'll just throw that
out
there.
Yeah, it took me a little bit of... Hey, speaking of math, aren't you in my math class, Hallie?
Yes, I am.
Do you love that class?
Have
you good
done your math project? Oh, what a joke.
She could be a stand-up comedian.
Thank
honestly.
You. Thanks.
Hey, I got a question for you. Have you ever played Club Penguin?
No.
No? No? Do you know anything about it?
No.
You know nothing about
okay.
Club Penguin?
Okay. So, yeah, I've played Club Penguin. Why do you ask, Taylor?
Because I was watching the Disney Channel the other day, like I always do.
Because I normally do on a Tuesday afternoon.
Hey, actually.
Afternoon.
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 So here we go, accents.
Accent time.
That's good.
Anyway, I was watching the Disney Channel the other day, and I saw you. I saw you on the Disney Channel talking about the Golden Puffles.
What a journey.
Yes.
That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
How did you get into that?
Well, I'll tell you. I've done it for 3 years now. And about 4.5, 5 years ago, I auditioned for the Mother Show, which was Get Connected. And they told me I was too young. So then they called me back a year later and were like, yo, we got this new show. We all want you to be on it, dog. And I was like, okay, sure. So I went back and auditioned again and got it. And did it for 3 years, and it was fantastic.
Why did you stop doing it?
The show ended, actually.
Oh, it did?
Yes, they were done with it. We're moving on to something bigger and better.
Are they going to call you back to do another show? Like Dog with a Blog?
Probably.
Cat with a Blog.
That's the worst show I've ever watched in my life.
So. Cat
You've watched it?
I have watched it.
Cat with a Show or something.
I'm not going to blame it on Little Brother or anything. I did watch it by myself.
Oh, good.
By choice for many episodes.
Wow, you watched multiple.
I did watch many more than multiple.
Wow.
Were you ever influenced to buy anything from Club Penguin or like get an account? Just kidding.
Well, let me tell you. As a young Lena,
young
she did have the Supreme, the number one membership.
Ultimate
and
Grand
I bought,
Supreme?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you know the name.
No,
every single
name.
Colored Puffle and the biggest igloo imaginable.
You got every colored Puffle? And they all have different personalities, I hear.
They do.
Let's
the
hear
red
it,
one's angry.
Stop it.
And like real passionate
Stop.
About things.
Stop.
And the blue one, I think, is kind of like chill and like just relaxing. The yellow one's happy all the time.
Right.
So, I mean, now you know.
Which one's your favorite Puffle?
The blue one. Because it's my favorite color.
What about the golden Puffle?
Okay. Well, the golden Puffle is for limited times only, okay? And the rainbow Puffle is pretty
Taylor,
cool,
Taylor, stop asking stupid questions.
Yeah, Taylor, these are not even good questions anymore. All right. You're fine.
All right. We're okay. We're okay. I'm making it through the wilderness. You know wilderness. I made it through. Didn't know
we're in the forest.
Is this a song?
Is this a song?
I'm confused.
I
found
oh,
you.
Yeah, don't know the reference.
No? Don't know the song.
Oh my god, you guys. It's like you've never seen Shrek 1 or 2.
I actually haven't.
Or
so
Shrek the Musical
either.
Or
well,
Shrek Forever
one.
After.
I watched it recently and realized how awful it is
what?
When you're not 2 years old watching it.
No, that movie gets better with age.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
The animation's awful.
It's like a fine wine.
It's not.
Gets better with age.
It certainly
you're
is.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you understand.
You're welcome.
I was curious. When did you. Wait, what? 3 years. Okay, so
three
when
years.
Does that mean you stopped doing it?
Recently. It was about, it was like a couple months ago.
Oh, really? Wow,
yeah.
You just really kept going with that.
Yeah, it was a long time, and it was fantastic, and we went all over the world. Not the world.
Where'd you go?
We went to Canada.
Wow, well, that's all over the world.
All over this globe.
You made it to Canada.
Did you see a moose? Mother. Just general question. Ask
did I see
everybody
who?
This.
A moose.
A moose. I did not.
What? And you went to Canada.
Yeah.
So did you actually
moose
go to Canada?
If you didn't
see
a moose, did you really go to Canada?
Yeah, well, I saw the ice hotel. So
I don't know why you're getting
me.
Aggressive right now.
Yeah, seriously.
I just asked if you saw an animal.
I was about to lunge across this table and lay one on you. But
that might be
fine.
Really bad. There's a lot of things here.
Yes. We didn't really go all over the world. We just went all over America mostly.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Why is that? Why
Florida?
Did you go all over?
Because there were just fantastic things we had to see in many different places.
Question, did you go
Seattle?
To Ohio?
We went to Seattle.
You went to Seattle? And you
sure
didn't
did.
Hit me up?
I didn't HMU.
Ohio.
Let you have know. Your hand up, Lena. Yes.
I do. Answer, Ohio.
No.
Oh, okay. Did you really go across America if you didn't go to Ohio?
One more question.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Has she told you the states she didn't go to?
No.
Oh, you really didn't get out there much, did you?
No,
I did
went
you
to
actually
the cool
travel
places.
The United States if you haven't been to
Hawaii, Seattle,
Seattle's
Florida.
Seattle's not a state.
Seattle, Washington. Sorry. You want me to just do that, Taylor?
Be a little consistent, you know.
Washington.
Okay.
Kentucky. I'll answer that. No.
I already know the answer to this one. Oh, yeah. So it was a great time.
How
I
many episodes
it.
Did you do?
Around 40.
Wow. Are you going to miss it?
I do every day.
Every day? Do you watch your videos
I mean,
again?
Yeah, I just
quote them
just
to
relive it. Nostalgia reasons just, mostly.
I imagine you watching them and crying like,
I was so good in that one. That's what I
What
chose.
A great episode.
I'm
yeah,
so
no, I will definitely miss it. It was a great time, but, you know.
That's an awesome experience.
You got to move on at some point. You know?
Yeah, of course.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
It's Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Now it's time just for you to start them. Your cocaine career. What
yeah.
do they do after Disney
I,
Channel?
Shaving my head is next on the
oh,
list.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, I think
twerking?
I move into drugs and stuff like that.
And the twerking.
Yeah, the twerking
but really
comes
badly.
With the shaving of the head stage,
oh,
I think.
Oh, got it. Are yeah. you going to ride on a wrecking ball basically naked?
I came in like a wrecking ball, so oh. obviously.
All you.
She's already.
I don't know the
as
words.
A wrecking ball.
Like a wrecking ball. Never hit so hard in love.
Oh, okay.
Those
all
are
I
the lyrics.
Wanted
to break
your
walls.
Lyrics.
Are you sure?
All you ever did
I actually
was
have no idea. Re-ect me. Yeah, you. Re-ect me. You're welcome.
Ooh, wow. Calling people
hashtag
out. We're actually going to take another break then while
that's
they're calling each other out because I don't know if we want to listen to them fighting on the air. So we'll be right back. You are listening to the Student Showcase here on Dominican Radio. I am DJ Scout, and I am here with Lena and Hallie Balch. Later, we will probably give them fun nicknames, too, because that's always fun. We'll be right back.
Riptide.
Riptide. was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. Yeah, the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh.
Forget how quickly that song ends, so I gotta get prepared more often, because I think that's actually come on a few times as my break song. So that was a little tough.
Don't cough.
So Hallie's mom just texted Hallie during that break. Apparently Hallie's got a few more things that she's got to tell us about.
Hallie, don't hold back.
Don't hold back, Hal.
This feels very personal right now. Personal? Yeah, I have a channel, and it's called Help Me Hallie. And
so what's that mean? Are you going to give us advice?
Yes. You can send me questions about everyday life / probably not math questions. Probably don't ask me about math.
I could text you about my physics homework.
Yeah, wait, I wouldn't. I'm going to need chemistry help next month. can I help ask me, questions
Hallie.
There?
Help me, Hallie. I don't really know. If a plane flies at 400 miles per hour and I have a cup that's sitting on a table, why?
How many grapes what's can I fit in the jar?
Exactly. And what is the velocity of the sun? So
okay. So
just general questions.
Definitely
easy ones,
send
really.
Me those. Send me all of those.
Great.
Send me papers to edit and things of that
Can't
nature.
Wait.
Oh,
you know,
good.
When,
I have a research paper that I need editing. So
you got it, baby.
Perfect.
What a day.
Well, what you know, for your radio show next year, because I know you're going to be doing it next
it's
year.
True.
You could just talk about that. Your show could be a Help Me Hallie show.
Help Me Hallie radio show
you
for
actually
an hour.
You can't.
I'm going to take live calls for an hour.
You can.
Actually, it'll probably just be my mom calling in, but it's okay.
Hallie, don't forget to talk about your movie.
Oh, good one. Yes, there's also a movie.
Have you filmed it?
No, it's over the summer. We're filming in the summer.
Are
filming in the summertime.
When does that start?
In the summer.
Okay, so I asked for details, not vague answers.
I don't really know anything. I just know it's in the summer, and it's a TV movie where I die, come back as an angel.
Is this like a Hallmark movie?
I
is this a Lifetime movie?
If
I'm
it,
scared.
I don't really know how to react to either of those questions.
You really you don't smile. Know much about
it. I don't know anything.
That's okay.
I'll
That's
just
okay.
smile.
You can't really give advice. Can you? Are you the one who gives the advice on Help Me Hallie? Or does someone
absolutely.
Tell you what to say?
Well, in the beginning, it was going to be them giving me the words, but I was like, hey, yo, I can give good advice. And so then I did. Then I gave them my advice.
And then they fired
most
you
of
and
it
hired
is like,
else.
Yeah, most of it is like, if you have a problem with somebody, just fight them. That's what I say most
Good.
Of the
Oh, okay. So
Hallie, this person's being really mean to me.
Fight
and one time they put me in the trunk of their car and slammed it on me. And I got a really painful bump on
Wait,
my
can
head
can I just
for
ask a question?
Week.
Why were you in the trunk of the car?
Because they told me they were in there.
They said no. Story. They said there was no more room in the car, but there was.
So you went in the trunk.
They said, "Oh, Taylor, yeah, there's no room, so get in the trunk." And I'm like, "Okay, sure."
So they slammed it on you.
Yeah, because you know
friends.
The hinge.
I'm gonna give you advice. You need new friends.
Fight them.
I didn't ask you. There we go.
Fight them.
Actually, that's better advice.
Yep.
I didn't even see that one coming.
Them.
Really,
I know it is.
Hallie, thank you so much for that advice.
Helpful Hallie, what can
Helpful
I say?
Helpful Hallie.
Let's talk about Lena now.
Lena,
what are you doing with your life?
What am I doing with my life? Let me tell you. I have no idea.
Lena, how did you choose this school?
How did I choose the school?
Great question.
Soccer, 100% soccer, and a little bit academics, but mainly
Mostly.
Soccer. I got recruited, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go visit the school, and it was a beautiful campus. And then I was like, oh, the biology program isn't that bad. It's actually really great. So.
I was going to say, isn't it a pretty
good
Oh,
it's
here?
Really good. So very hands-on, if you will. My Friday, 8 a.m., especially.
Oh,
very
wow.
hands-on.
Oh, wow.
Love it. So, yeah, that's why I picked the school.
That sounds tough. An 8 a.m. on Friday?
Oh, it's the worst, but definitely helpful.
Doesn't everyone, you know, party and whatnot, turn up on
Are
Thursdays?
Are you kidding? We don't party at Dominican.
Oh, wait.
This is a party-free zone.
People go out on... Why would you go out on a Thursday?
Because
Club
most kids don't have
on
classes on Fridays.
Well, I have an 8 a.m. on Fridays, so you could catch me in my
why
room
Why would you go out
sleeping.
Any day when you could be studying,
yeah, why would you go out any day? When you could
major.
Be in the library.
Exactly. I have nothing to study, so that's where I'm at.
People I don't understand. I've never had to study. So
I don't understand how to study, to be completely
I don't know what
you.
That means.
If you're in high school,
like, you
learn how to study.
See, but in high school, I didn't
okay.
study either.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying, like, learn it.
I just never needed to. And I still don't need to.
You live
so
a rough
good,
life,
right?
Taylor.
You
live
know?
A really rough life.
You know, I study my speeches sometimes.
You study them a lot. You study them 15 to 20
I
times.
I study
you?
Them at least 37 times. I'm going to be honest with you.
37. What a number.
I Good. Know. I am proud. Hey, Hallie Balch,
yes.
you are in my speech class.
Sure am.
And you're phenomenal.
Wow, thank you. You're phenomenal.
You're so good. Every
you,
time.
Every time you go up, I'm going to talk about you first.
Oh,
ladies
no.
and gentlemen, Taylor Andreozzi.
DJ Scout, okay.
Sorry. You probably Hallie? Didn't know her name, but now you do.
It's okay. We make that mistake every week.
Sorry about that. yes, she goes up there and she knows exactly what to say every time. And you have all this, like,
Whoa, it's
deep
like I have
information.
A script.
Okay. I'm talking about the question and answer section.
Oh.
Taylor.
Hallie, can we. No aggression. Come on. Let's keep
don't
it.
Get mad
okay.
at me.
So, yeah, it's really, it's beautiful because she just goes up there and people ask all these questions trying to stump her and she's like, BAM! She just knocked him out. Sorry.
See that?
That was an explosion of sound.
Look at you.
See, but I have to go after you every single week.
That
I don't know why
true.
That happens.
I go after every time.
I go after you.
I would just like to intervene and say, real quick, that's what she said. Thank you. Continue.
Okay.
Anyways. I go after Hallie every single time, and she always makes me look bad because she's phenomenal.
True. That is not
She
true.
Always gets an A++.
I don't, but thank you.
It's entirely true.
If
she gets an
A++. I'd get an A++, and I would
You'd get an A++,
that.
For sure. Remember when I had to be the tripod in that class?
Yeah, that was fun. You were really just focused.
I know. I wasn't even listening to the speech. I was too busy trying to hold that camera. Totally steady.
Your face was just
Death,
prime.
Just, I hate this.
I hate my life.
I hate this.
It was good.
It was awful. Hey, Lena, do you have a favorite teacher?
Do I have a favorite teacher?
Yeah. Weird question, but.
I would say my favorite teacher are my friends.
No,
oh
okay,
my.
No.
It's life.
life is my okay, favorite. Okay, we're muting Lena over there. Okay, we can unmute Lena
okay.
now.
Yeah, when she gets an outburst, probably just.
Oh, wow. I'd like to say that the sound waves on my laugh is absurdly
Exactly, because look how low your talking is. I'm like...
Because you talk like at this deep like level.
I know. I often talk like a man.
I have to put my voice up while I go on the radio because otherwise I sound like this.
Yeah.
And it frightens
I'd say
people.
It's not a turn on for most people.
I know. It's tough. I get it. And then there's Hallie over there with her princess voice. Whatever.
Oh, God. I hate you.
That was weird. All right.
Okay.
Lena, anyway, favorite teacher... Like a real teacher at the school, like a professor teacher. At the school.
Okay. I would say my favorite teacher would have to be John May, my mythology teacher. He's extremely passionate.
John May?
John
Daniel?
John Dan
Dan. Oh. Don Dan Bam.
We don't know what his name is, so we call him John Dan Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Too many names.
Dan Dan, like Bam Bam.
Fun fact, I have 5 middle names. We don't need to talk about it, but I do understand.
Can I hear it real quick?
Let's go.
Could we?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, so my full name, full birth certificate name, full name that my parents blessed me with.
Oh, yes.
Angelina Nancy Francis Hartfish Miller.
No, okay. Hartfish?
Hartfish.
How did that happen?
Let me tell you. Well, my parents were in film school, and when they met, they were doing
a Native American
screenplay where the chief was named Hartfish. So they thought, I'm going to name my child Hartfish.
And what's your brother's middle name?
Oh, it's Waterfeather.
Waterfeather?
For a similar reason, yes.
Waterfeather.
Waterfeather.
There was a girl on my show the other week whose brother's name is Christopher Lucky Christmas.
No, what? It's not.
His That's full
not
name is Christopher Lucky Christmas.
His last name is Christmas?
He's got 2 last names, Lucky and Christmas.
Well, today I've met a parent that is worse than my parents. So.
Christopher Lucky Christmas.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, no, see, Lucky and Christmas were his last names. But why would you name
his
him Chris?
His last name's Christmas?
His name is Chris Christmas, yeah.
Chris.
That's the worst.
Chris Kringle.
But his last name isn't Kringle.
Chris Kringle Christmas. He could have been.
Chris Kringle.
Oh, no, it's Chris Kringle Lucky Christmas.
Chris Kringle Lucky.
Because he has 2 last names.
Bad. Everything about
What
that
about
is
just
bad.
Like Daniel?
Daniel Christmas.
Roger?
Daniel Roger
really
Christmas.
Really any name other
Roger
than Chris
Christmas.
Would have done.
Christian Christmas.
I think anything. Literally anything.
Okay, well, anyway, so why Daniel May?
He's just
John May.
I don't know. He just makes class fun. I really like him.
Yeah.
I really have no. I don't know. He just like he's so fun to be around. I think he's really passionate about everything he does, and that really inspires me.
That's beautiful.
Are you smelling the microphone? Really just a question. Just a general question.
I was smelling the microphone.
Okay. So why?
Yeah.
Just
why was I smelling?
Yeah.
The microphone?
Why were you smelling the microphone?
Because sometimes we talk about how weird they smell.
Do they smell weird?
It smells like a microphone.
Smells like a microphone.
I can't breathe out of my nose. So.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Why is fun. That, Lena?
Fun fact.
I'm sick.
Where did you get it from, Lena? Yeah, backed her into a corner. Woo!
Oh, you were sick last week, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, but it came from
I gave
Lena.
You a thing she of tissues.
No, real reason yeah. I'm sick is because I live in the dorms with 3 disgusting girls named Hallie Balch, Peyton Sonnen, and Sammy Clausen, who
Shout
all
out.
Rub their
it's
snot Sonnen. Everywhere.
It's Peyton Sonnen.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
She's going to call you out for it.
Well, she's not listening because she's not a good friend, so.
Oh. Wow, it's like she hates you.
Kind of.
Anyway... Who's your favorite teacher, Hallie Balch?
Lena Miller.
Well,
she teaches me the ways of life. What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Good.
Yet.
Okay. That's
well, okay. So last semester, I really liked Simon Richard.
Richard Simon.
Richard
really?
Simon. What a guy!
What a guy!
He's so cool.
I kind of miss him.
Yeah,
I think
definitely
about my life.
Star
like,
Wars.
Where'd
we
you
don't
go?
Talk about Star Wars anymore.
I know.
We don't get chat. We don't say good morning, people.
Morning, people.
Morning, folks. I just don't get that in my
I
life.
I miss it.
I'm upset.
I know. I tried to email him to get my grade for that last paper, and he never answered me.
Really?
Yeah. I was very upset.
Something happened with that, too, with me. But we got
Well, it was like he put the grade in. I just meant I really liked that paper. I worked very hard on it, and I wanted to know what I got on it. But he just didn't answer my email.
Man. Simon,
I was very
what
upset.
A dog. What a dog.
But you say that was last semester.
Yes,
so
last
what's this
semester. This one, this may Oops. Sound, that was squeaky. This may sound suck-up-y. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Stu Horn. I'm not going to lie to you.
Stuart Horn, if you are out there listening, Hallie Balch
I am not
thinks
trying
you're
to,
the greatest.
Not trying to get anything great.
Speaking of
wise,
Stuart Horn, look at the background.
Wow, what a background. Such a good one.
If you don't know what it is, it's about 75 photos of Stu Horn.
The same picture.
Okay, so it's the same
over
picture.
And over.
Over and over
Just
again.
An uncomfortable angle.
I've never had him as a teacher, so it makes me crazy and comfortable.
I really like
else,
it.
But.
Yeah, so it's a tie between Stu Horn and my life skills teacher, John Bonaparte. They're just
Oh, you have that class.
Yeah.
You like that
it's
class?
It's a great class.
I'm taking it next semester.
Oh, you're so lucky. They're the most precious people I've ever met.
Oh, I'm excited. I've been trying to find someone in that class to tell me about it.
I've told you
What
now.
Do you do in that class?
You write a lot of papers, but easy. Like reflection, like you talk about what you learned and things like that.
Oh, okay. I was worried
Love
it was going to be hard
like
papers.
Research, no. And you learn about relationships and how to manage money and getting a job, all kinds of
Question,
very
relationships
things.
With boys?
Yes.
Or girls?
Or personal relationships?
Relationships
with myself?
Romantic, personal,
romantic.
And
Wow, we do talk about all the different kinds of relationships?
Oh, you get everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a quality
Good, I'm
class.
A very, I'm very absent-minded. I would love to get some relationship advice from the communications department.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, I would too. I think that's gonna do it.
I think if any department was gonna,
that's gonna step up my social standing.
If any department had to give relationship advice,
I think communications. Yeah,
actually, you're kind of right. You don't want bio majors.
You don't want poli sci.
Whoa. You don't want nursing. So what was that? You don't want a bio major to give you advice?
Yeah, they're just gonna.
How much good advice have I given you, Allie? I'm your hero.
I'm everything you ever dreamed of.
Everything you needed.
You're everything I
can you play the flute?
Can you?
That was pretty. Oh, I'll play it if you play it.
No.
Because you are the wind.
I like this. This is making me really comfortable.
I'm really, really comfortable.
I'm crazy comfortable right now. I don't think.
I'm really glad. You guys can listen to me sing all the time. It's all I do.
Anytime? Thank
you.
Great.
What building are you guys living in next year?
Let me tell you. Edge Hill 224. Shout out.
Woo! So far away.
Body room. If you see any. Never mind. Nope.
Yeah, probably don't end that. Don't. If you see any nice people doing good
nice people,
things,
just let us know. Send
us
right
to 224.
All right. That's exciting.
Yeah, we're in Fanjo right now, and it's the best place
Fanjo
you can live.
Fanjo.
Oh, I meant next year where you live.
Oh, yeah. Edge but Hill. Next year we're living at Edge Hill 224.
I thought you were currently in 224. I was like, what?
You're not, because we're freshmen.
Not
but
as of yet.
I don't know.
You know?
224 in Fanjo, I meant.
Oh, no.
No, 205 through 207.
Oh, okay. Look at you guys. You're in sync.
Harmonized.
Because we live
with each
together.
Other. Oh, wow. That sounds like a
crazy
room.
I told everyone. Secret's out, Lena.
Okay.
Well, that's cool. I hope to get to see you guys a lot next semester because I will be rooming with a soccer girl. And I
no
assume
way.
That you
What's
are all together Giddy. All the time.
Katrina room with her?
Katrina room with her.
Katrina room in Edge Hill with her?
Katrina visit.
Oh, I
Katrina
get what you're vision? Saying.
You get it?
Slash what room tough. Number, please?
521.
Wow.
It sounds
end.
Far. Wait, it sounds far away, but it's the first room of building 5. So it's okay. The one right by the laundry room.
And we're like the last room of building 2.
So that's close.
So we're really close. We can like reach
Wait,
out
that's
from,
really
our,
close.
From our railing and just touch you.
Are you on the side of the laundry room or the other side?
Yeah, side of the laundry room.
See, we're on the other side, but we're directly across from it.
Good.
So we're like
oh, we're
diagonal.
Neighbors, baby.
We're going to party it up, you know?
No, we're not. We're going to study it up.
Why
study.
Would you party when you could go to the library
I forgot.
And write papers?
The library. All right, Taylor. We're going to take another break. We're going to listen to some Stolen Dance by Milky Chance.
It's
pretty good song. All right, we're going to go away now. Bye. I lied. Okay, we're going to just take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu.
I want you, we can bring it on the floor if never
are coming back. This is radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Scout, and this is the Student Showcase. I am here with Hallie Balch and Lena Miller, super cool cats. And I hear that we have another listener out there, Brian Pear. Brian Pear, if you are listening,
raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
Oh, he's listening.
He's listening.
Oh, my gosh.
We wanted to give you a shout out.
Brian is my beautiful son.
Shout out to Brian. So if you are alone, Brian, I'm sorry.
That's get a kind life. Of sa-
get what? Typical.
What'd you say?
Typical of a golfer, but.
Oh, no.
That's okay. It's okay. It is on par with
any
other jokes that you could make about golf.
Clarify, I'm grabbing a wall right now because that was insane.
Oh, it was a good one, you know. Got eagle eye vision for these puns about golf.
Stop. Keep going. Oh, these are good.
I'm going to have a stroke, man. These are too
wow, stop.
Wow, we're really going to stop. That is on a T with some.
Stop!
Taylor, please.
Taylor, cut it out.
They're so awful. Wow, I hate myself.
I do.
Almost
too.
As much as I hate golf pants, but that's okay. Those themselves are a joke, but. Love you, Brian. Love
wow,
you, Brian.
What a shout out.
She's
there
on
go.
A freaking roll.
Wow. We're really done. I'm on the ball.
And Hallie, what do balls do? Do they roll?
Yeah.
That was my attempt at a ball.
That was really bad.
Was what so are you bad. Going for there? You know?
Yeah, I was just waiting for
I was really going for a smile or a laugh, but she didn't really get any of them.
She didn't. None of us even, like, smiled. We just glared at her, like, what are you even trying to do?
Okay, well, I can leave.
It's okay, whatever.
Should I roll out of here?
It's all right. You're in the rough.
Oh,
anyway, we're gonna stop with the puns because I'm just going too far.
Because there's nothing left. There's nothing
yes,
left.
Hopefully,
to make a joke of.
But except, yeah. Anyway, what was I gonna say? And oh, right. I was curious, Lena or Hallie Balch, what are your favorite movies? I like movies, and I like to ask everyone what their movies likes. Are
I can tell you what the worst movie I've seen this year is.
Ah, yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
Easily the worst movie
another.
I've seen all year.
Another shout out to Brian.
Another shout out to Brian because that's his favorite movie and it's the worst movie I've ever watched in my entire life.
Wow.
I think I watched another movie that was horrible.
If I Stay
was the second worst movie.
Now,
I've
I haven't
seen
even heard of
life.
That one, so I'm going to like
do not
write
watch
that
it.
Down.
It's the worst.
It's awful.
I'm writing it down.
We
if
spent
I
money
say.
To see it, too. That's the
wow.
Yeah, it was like $12.
Yeah, it was.
It was
you guys
so
go to the movies a lot
bad.
Without me?
Twice.
I mean,
twice.
Yeah, both were without me. So that's 100% of the time that you've gone to the movies together. You
hey,
didn't take
you know
me.
What movie was really good? I'll tell you. Age of Adeline.
That was a good.
Oh, I wanted to see that one.
So
and you went
good.
Without me. So
Blake Lively?
What
let
a
me
babe.
Tell you. Wow.
I'm just going to watch that movie because I've been wanting to. Hallie Balch, what movies do you like?
You know what? I don't think I have a favorite movie.
Do you have any few favorite movies?
Okay, Prince Caspian, Chronicles of Narnia, and also all the Star Wars movies.
Oh, okay, well, all the Star Wars movies. Did you see the new trailer?
Yeah.
I wish I was joking when I said I cried, but I really did cry.
You know what? It's so, like, emotionally,
that,
like
ending
just,
where he's just, Chewie, we're home.
Oh, I kind of wanted Chewie to have some white hair. I'm
that would have been
kind of
cute.
Just like a little like spray, like a touch of gray.
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Are we talking about Star Wars right now?
Excuse sure me? Are.
So I've never seen any of the movies.
None of
you
them?
Suck.
I kind of like have to watch at least all of them every year. Okay,
no,
and
never
how
seen
about
them.
The new Jurassic Park movie?
Looks horrible.
Dot, dot,
what?
Dot.
That's
looks,
I don't know.
Looks awful.
Really?
I'm going to throw my idea. Yeah.
I know. Why?
I don't really like sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
So that
well,
could
that
be
sense,
a
then.
Leading reason in why.
That's
I
a leading
that
reason,
horrible.
But I actually am in love with the Jurassic Park series.
Wow. The dinosaurs and everything?
Yeah, I wow. just really, and the theme song, I'm pretty sure I want to walk down the aisle of my wedding
could
to
you,
the theme song.
Could you maybe helmet or something?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Because that would be weird.
Can
would
I
plus, like? I've got the Star Wars song in my head and I can't think of how to
do it. You can't ask me to play the flute on live air and then say that singing is weird.
No, I just can't think
you
of
can't
how
do
it
this.
Goes. Okay, I know.
You can't do this.
I'm the worst.
Ta 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 ta.
Na, na, na,
is that
na,
na,
na, na,
oh,
na,
oh, I do. I've heard that song.
Na, 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 na,
oh, that
na,
sounds really
na,
good. Maybe you should just hum it at your wedding.
Yeah,
maybe you
can
should
walk,
just exclusively
walk with
that.
My flowers in my uh-huh. hands. You know.
Yeah.
Can I come
yeah.
to your wedding?
Of course. You're at the wedding. Remember, we wrote the invitations
oh,
already.
Right. I am the wedding.
Yeah, it's you and me.
That's right.
What can I do?
Probably the flower girl.
Do you want it? No, you can play the flute.
Okay.
You can play the Jurassic Park song on the flute at our wedding.
Down. All right.
Oh, yes. I'm so into excited it. For this. Good. This is going to be really good.
Let's go. Can I play the guitar simultaneously?
Can you do
that?
I believe you can do it.
Yeah.
You can play the guitar?
No.
Oh.
No,
perfect.
But I'll learn.
But I can play both instruments at the same time.
I believe it, though.
Various body
like,
parts,
I don't even, so. I'm not even surprised by that. That's exciting.
Really? Do I look like someone that
you
can
look
play
like someone
two
who can
instruments simultaneously?
You know, but like Bob Dylan. Dun, 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 dun,
oh, am I doing harmonica dun, dun, dun. As well?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay.
And the flute.
Good.
Maybe a
so
cymbal.
How many?
Nose flute.
Okay, so nose flute, harmonica, a cymbal with my
foot.
with my foot.
You can just like move your neck
head
or something.
My neck. Okay.
Yeah. Elbow.
Mm-hmm. I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm excited. You're going to play the entire thing.
Don't get married
thing.
Soon. I need some time to figure this out.
How about 3 days?
3 days. Okay.
That's enough?
It's doable. Yeah.
I was worried. Like, maybe, what if it's too much time and she forgets how to play?
No, I know. I've had that worry.
That
don't
happens
worry about
sometimes.
It
you
does
wait
happen.
Too long.
It happens to people. That's what she said. Really we don't have to talk about it.
Ow.
Oh.
That's
what?
Wow.
What did you say?
Wow, I'm a little disappointed in Lena right now. I don't even think she should be allowed to talk ever again.
Okay. I'll stop talking.
Anyway. Hallie Bodge, what kind of music do you like?
This is a judgment-free zone.
We're going to talk
judgment-free.
All right, great. Folk music.
I am deeply,
passionately, truly in love
with
Simon and
Garfunkel. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The breakup of Simon and Garfunkel is proof that there's no God. And Yoko Ono is
now I'm dying.
And Yoko Ono is proof that there is Satan in the world.
Okay,
so.
Good. So yeah, I
am obsessed with Simon and Garfunkel.
They are.
I signed
darkness.
The song "Bridge Over Troubled Water."
You did
for
You're
sign language.
It now,
yes, I had to show you that I knew what it was.
That was really
for
good.
My sign language audition.
Wow! Did yes. you get it?
I did. I was I was the lead villain of the play. Actually.
Wow.
Yes.
Skills.
I know, but Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Bay.
I.
So, I mean, I love them. I love
Why
everything
they,
about
sometimes
them.
Sometimes I think about, I listen to them and I'm like, they broke up.
How? Right? Doesn't it kind of just depress you a little bit?
Yeah.
Made in Manhattan, they had that part in the movie where the little kid was like, Mom, why did Simon and Garfunkel break up? And it just breaks my heart.
It's
every
true,
time.
Though, because it doesn't make any sense.
Wow. Just got a Snapchat from Drew Nelson.
Ooh, what did he I say? Did too.
On the golf team.
Oh.
Accounting is just too easy. That's
oh.
what he
oh,
says.
Okay. That was I thought it was about the radio. I got excited.
Sorry. It Whatever. Just was real douchey, so I just felt like calling him out. So.
Anyway, I love Simon and Garfunkel. Have you ever seen them on Saturday Night Live?
They've been what?
Separately, not together.
Why
but
are
they came
separate?
On it. They came and hosted the show.
That's awful.
It's
that
so funny because Paul Simon wore a giant turkey costume.
Good.
Because it was Thanksgiving in 1972 or something
and
like
it,
that.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I would buy a turkey costume for that.
Yeah, it made sense.
But
and they were like, I think they did come on for an episode. There was an episode that was. I think Art Garfunkel and George Harrison from the Beatles.
Wow. Power.
Yeah. What a beautiful episode.
That
and I remember they made jokes about the fact that it was not all of the Beatles and it was George Harrison. George Harrison's my favorite Beatle, though. So
in case you're wondering.
Well, I'm glad that Hallie had that answer. Now, Lena, are you going to be able to match that answer? What
Probably
kind of music do you
not.
Like?
My taste of music varies across the board. I wouldn't actually be able to tell you... what I like.
That's
I like a lot of
answer.
Rap. I like pretty much anything anybody shows me. I like all genres, even country. I've opened myself up to country lately.
I don't like country.
Neither do I.
I don't like country.
I don't know what happened. I just, one day someone showed me country and I just got into it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, well, not like hardcore.
Like T-Swift country or what
no,
kind
I'd say
of
like
country?
More like Sam Hunt country.
I don't even know who that
Sam
is.
Sam Hunt.
It's like a pop like country mix and I think that's why I kind of like it a lot
I don't
more.
Know if
I can't
I like
do
that.
The like I'm in a truck drinking beer kind of country.
That's
I can't
what
really
they
do
all
that.
Are, so.
That's what they all are.
Oh yeah, that's
I can't
what I
really
assume.
Do that kind of country, but other than that, yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I really have for you guys today.
Wow.
And if you don't see this, the song that's actually going to be closing with us is Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh, yes.
No
Isn't that weird? I actually
awesome.
Only
that
had to shuffle it twice to get that to come up.
Didn't
Which
even
was
have to work that hard
it's
for
it. Oh my God, the hummingbird almost flew inside, guys. It was
no, it
really scary.
I
yeah.
was caught
wow.
with my hands.
Oh,
made it my pet.
I was almost scared. We could keep it as a pet in the dorms. No one would even know.
Wow, thanks for loving us, Taylor.
Yeah, thanks
I
for having
I love you guys.
Us.
No, thank you guys for coming on. Orange. You guys were phenomenal. You weren't even a little bit scared of me like most people. Apparently, I'm really threatening. And
you
so
are.
You're insane.
People cry. So thank you all for listening today, too. I can't just thank my people here, but I have to thank anyone who's been out there listening to us because you guys are really... The real MVPs.
You're the real MVP. I'm just
you may not,
I'm gonna
you may not have won golf, but you're number one in my heart.
That's
oh,
what
that's
I hear when
sad.
Happens.
You can't even do the joke where it's like number 21 on the field and one in my heart.
Wait, that's inspiring because my number on the field is number 21.
That's
so
funny.
I
that
don't want
to
say the
first thing
coincidence,
to come in my head,
but I think
but
you're in love with me. What?
I think I'm in love with her.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, you've been listening to the Student Showcase here on Penguin Radio. I'm DJ Scout.
Oh, well, I'm Lena Miller.
And I'm 50 Cent.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, my
stop.
God, we had 50
no,
Cent on
No, we
today.
Didn't. How did I not notice this? You're
I welcome. Don't know how this happened, Oof. But it's been fantastic. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in again next week for my final show, in which I think I will be bringing back another group that I've already had on.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Exciting, right? Couch City Function will be making a reappearance and playing some new stuff for us.
Into it.
Which should be awesome. Have a great day.